Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity. Pleasantville, your Chaz Clark is on the mat, taking on Ross of Ogden, and they're just getting underway here at 195 pounds. Don't forget for all your construct or concrete needs to give Works Construction a call, 641-799-5586. You better get on their spring work schedule. They do all the concrete work, including decorative stamped concrete. Make mama happy and get on that list quickly. Works Concrete. Let's get right away, Chaz Clark coming on the mat here. About 12-14 on mat number one. Just underway in this second period. And Clark trails Nick Ross of Ogden. 2-1 your score here as we come into this beginning of the second period. Right away, it is a reversal for Ross, and Ross is going to lead to 4-1. Clark gets to his feet. Now the escape, and it's 4-2. 1 minute and 10 seconds to go in this second period. Chaz Clark of Pleasantville, a sophomore. 38 wins on his sophomore campaign. He's taking on senior Nick Ross of Ogden. Ross, 42 wins and one lone loss on the season as we go under 1 minute to go in this second quarter. A 4-2 contest. Clark of Pleasantville trailing here. There's a drop-down move by Clark. Back to his feet. Big 195-pounders going out of here. To Clark, really put together at 195 pounds. Trying to find the angle. Drops down. Both wrestlers meet. Butt heads. Get back to their feet. Circle around the center of the mat here. We're going to go to 3A action in just a moment, folks. Before we get to the consolation side of 1A. And we got a lineup, a great lineup for you. But right now, it is Chaz Clark of Pleasantville trying to get a win here. Here's a deep shot in there by his opponent. Clark comes to the backside. Has to elevate at the edge of the mat and will not get the takedown. Did a great job of avoiding the shot in there by Ross. Clark came on the backside right at the edge of the mat, not able to get the takedown.
Talk about high above the mats and high fidelity.
You added an extra foot and a half.
Found a tall stool out there in the lobby. Got some elevation here. What a great 195-pound match we got Chaz Clark involved in down here as we go to the third period.
Well, Clark finds himself trailing here 4-2. And his opponent, Nick Ross, going to choose to go down to begin this third and final period here. Clark wanting to stay on the championship side.
Stand up there and an escape for the Bulldog. So Chaz Clark trails now 5-2. A three-point disadvantage at 195 for Chaz Clark from Pleasantville. Wrestlers are on their feet circling. This is a quarterfinal match here. We're still on the championship side in Class 1A. 96.7, your sports authority, your source for all high school sports, including this 2016 championship run at Wells Fargo Arena. Chaz Clark from Pleasantville. I want to thank all those folks listening in Marion County, rooting on Chaz Clark. He's got a three-point deficit with 80 ticks left on the clock. Wrestlers are on their feet. This is a 195-pound quarterfinal match.
I want to thank Kathy Cavanis, Sundance Realty in Knoxville, DeVore Holmes, Smith Body Shop, along with William Penn University and Quality Ag for making this broadcast possible. Here's a shot in there by Clark.
He's in on a single leg on the right side. Good sprawl there, though. And looks like Clark's going to come up empty on this shot. There's a spin and a...
He's going to give up the takedown.
He gives up the takedown. That makes the score 7-2. And just probably with a minute to go, didn't quite get a good enough angle on that single leg. A great sprawl there. And the Bulldog wrestler comes out on top of that flurry.
Well, Ross bars the arm of Clark. Now walks over to the other side and has the... boy, he's got him a chest-to-chest here with 30 seconds to go.
Back points and a pin for Ross. So
well, Ross took that deep shot. It really, you know, you find yourself, you know, everything's at stake, and with about 40 seconds to go in the contest, he took a deep shot. Joe
just got a little too deep. That kid from Ogden is a stout kid, though. 43-1 on his season now as he punches his ticket to the semifinal. And Chaz Clark's just going to have to buckle down here. He's probably got an hour to worry about it and get ready for the consolation side opponent, and tough loss for Chaz Clark there, but I think he's going to be up for the task here. Class 1, 195 pounds.
Well, a 3A coming up here just momentarily. We're going to get to the 3A coverage as the championship side will continue. And then we'll circle back around and start things over here on the consolation side. We're at 220 pounds and working our way up through Class 1A. At 106, Pritchard of Indianola will come out. 113, Runyon of Indianola. So a couple of Indianola kids in the lightweights.
And that Pritchard kid, man, that's a story. I think it's been in a lot of the media. Kobe Pritchard from Indianola. He's 40-5 on his season now after beating Jake Close from Epworth Western Dubuque yesterday. Kobe Pritchard is a one-legged wrestler. He's out there competing at 106 pounds. He's got the body style of probably about a 145-pounder. And he is a stout wrestler, not using his loss of a leg as a handicap. He doesn't lean on that at all. He just goes out there and battles hard, and he's going to try to stamp his semifinal ticket today. He's going to have a tough match, though, up against, I believe, Valley sophomore Nick Oldham. So it's going to be a good match there at 106 pounds. That'll be the next competitive match that we bring you here, folks, on 96.7. Probably a good time now to thank some sponsors. Want to make sure that we thank Jason Summers at Summers Insurance. Those folks at Sheraton and Albia are a team that's taking care of business while Jason's up here at Wells Fargo.
Yes, they are.
And they shop so that you save. And we've got our Quality Ag Company Health Insurance through Summers Insurance, and a great staff of professionals there. Make sure that they select the coverage that fits you best at Summers Insurance.
Also want to thank the Monroe County Hospital for surgery, rehab, labs, x-ray, and so much more. Monroe County Hospital and clinics there when you need them. Also want to thank your local New Holland, Kinsey, Vermeer, Land Pride, Westendorf, Big Dog, and Westfield dealer in Southern Iowa, Belzer Equipment, for making this broadcast possible. You know,
we got Kobe Pritchard coming out on the next mat.
We're going to be going here in a second.
Look at him. He's got his crutches, and he's running with those crutches on that one leg. He checks in at the scorer's table at mat number 4. It's Kobe Pritchard.
Clark is going to be coming up here in a moment to Bulldog fans at 120. Also, Runyon at 113 for Indianola. And then Howard at 132. The 182, Isaiah Cox on the championship side. Lickus of Indianola will be our heavyweight matchup at 285. And then we'll go back to the consolation side where we got a full lineup in 1A and 3A.
Indianola's Kobe Pritchard checks in.
Boy, it is a great story.
Yeah, really it is. He hops out there, straps on the red leg band, and he's awaiting an opponent. And here he comes. It is Valley Tiger. Valley of West Des Moines. They've had their share of state champions. Nick Oldham checks in at the scores table. He's got a heavily taped right wrist. Looks like he might have a little bit of wrist trouble. He goes out, checks in, gets the green leg band on.
Well, we want to hear from all of our Indianola listeners on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Oh, look how quick he is.
Oldham in on a single leg now. Drops to a double. Still got his head on the inside. Pulls it in now as a single leg. Working hard. Chops the arm. And with one leg, trying to push. And he pushes right off the mat, right at the edge of the out-of-bounds circle. He stops his momentum. He's still got that single leg locked up. His head is on the inside, Coach Cochran. If he could get his head to the outside and use it as lever. Yeah, we got a stalemate.
But Pritchard was so quick, cat-like, right in on that single leg.
Pritchard hops up to the line. Now back on a knee. Kobe Pritchard works a collar tie now.
Kobe Richard, Pritchard, rather, sophomore, 40-5. Humple of Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, 36-20 on his sophomore year. A couple of sophomores out here. Indianola is really represented well here today.
They've had a good program, and they're wrestling tough. They harvested a lot of the Norwalk wrestlers. You know, Norwalk used to have a really good team, and when they dropped their wrestling, a lot of those kids went over to Indianola. Right now, it's Indianola's Kobe Pritchard, sophomore, 40 wins on his campaign this year. He's on his feet. in a neutral 0-0 score here at 106 pounds. It's Indianola's Kobe Pritchard battling his Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson opponent, Anthony Humple. Humple now with a shot of his own, but Pritchard gets in on a single leg. Pritchard in on a single leg. Humple reaches behind, grabs the leg. Now it's a single to a double for Pritchard, and Pritchard tries to work it outside cradle, and we're off the mat and back to neutral with 29 seconds left in the first period. And Coach Cochran, it's kind of fun calling this match.
It's fun watching the match. I mean, you know, because you have to wrestle differently a little bit when you wrestle someone like, because you have to wrestle kind of their style, but you can't change up a whole lot either. You just got to stay to the fundamentals. But you know, Pritchard's got a pretty big upper body on him compared to his opponent.
No question about it. He's out there with 10 seconds to go in a scoreless tie. First period here at 106 pounds. Indianola's Kobe Pritchard trying to make it to the semifinals here at Wells Fargo Arena.
113 Runyon coming up here in just a moment. We'll catch that match as well as Joe keeps his eye on Pritchard here for Indianola.
Well, Pritchard has the choice in this second period, and he's going to defer. He defers, and
here's where I think Pritchard's pretty
Humple
good.
Humple takes down.
I think Pritchard's pretty good on top.
He's going to cover Humple from the left side. Humple with the stand-up. Pritchard down on the hips. Hips him back down to the mat. Now he's working a tilt. He works that tilt, but it's over too quickly to get back points.
Trying to come in between them legs. Here he goes.
There's back points being awarded. Pritchard with a tilt. Not going to get a pin out of this, but he gets two back points.
He might now.
Oh, now he's got a cradle locked up. Pritchard with the cradle locked up. It's an inside cradle for Kobe Pritchard. He's got it in tight. It's going to be a near fall right here. And with 1:34 to go, Pritchard with tight enough, I think he could pin him right here. It is tight. Kobe Pritchard's got it locked up, and Humple tries to hump out of that, but he gets pinned.
Wow.
Kobe Pritchard, bonus points for your Indianola squad.
Listen
what
to the fans here, guys.
And the whole place goes wild. Everybody was watching that match.
Yeah, did a nice job, kept that tight. Come up on the head, stayed in between the legs. And as strong as Pritchard is up top, I don't think he was coming out of that. If I'm coaching against Pritchard, well, don't go underneath him.
I think we're going to have his teammate Runyon going to join him here on mat number four. I think that would be the next available mat. That's the next contest, so we'll see if that's the way it shakes out. Clark of Ottumwa is on deck here. 120 coming your way just momentarily. Alec Clark of Ottumwa going to take on Zach Price of Johnson. Clark 42-6 in his senior year. Price of Johnson 43-5. But right now it is Runyon going to take the mat here. 113, Class 3A on the championship side.
And we're out there again on mat number four, so the Indianola coaching staff didn't have far to go here at 113 pounds. It'll be... Who's his opponent there?
Runyon's opponent is
Marcus England.
England
from Cedar Rapids Prairie.
So it'll be England from Prairie with a quizzer applied right there at 113 pounds. Lance Runyon still on his feet here for Indianola. He's just a freshman. And, hey, he tries to hit an underhook on a fireman's carry try by his Cedar Rapids opponent. That underhook stopped the momentum, but Cedar Rapids is going to be able to gain control here. Runyon just trying to hang on and get a stalemate out of this with an underhook, but it's definitely Cedar Rapids Prairie with the advantage. But he uses that outside circle to ward that off, and he's going to be able to avoid what looked to be a certain takedown.
Yep, by the predicament here, that's got Cedar Rapids Prairie, England ranked at number four, and the freshman Runyon from Indianola ranked number seven.
So we're going to be seeing a lot of these ranked wrestlers match up now because we are down to the final 12 wrestlers at each weight class, and we get done with the matches this afternoon, we'll be down to the final eight. We'll know who the medalists are going to be. Right now we got Runyon on his feet in a scoreless tie against England from Cedar Rapids Prairie. Runyon, the freshman for Indianola. Now Runyon tries to run a whizzer, good job there getting back on the hips by England. Still no score with 23 seconds to go. We're at the outside circle. Runyon trying to hook a leg and get a stalemate situation. And a nice scramble here for Runyon. He's had a couple of those scrambles.
You get in a situation where you got two quality wrestlers like this, you have to do everything right. You can't afford to make a mistake, because you make a mistake and that's what your opponent's going to be able to capitalize on.
Well, final 15 ticks here as we get the restart. Runyon for Indianola. Working on the inside position, trying to pummel. Looks like he might be going to try to hook up a throw here with the underhook on the left side, but we're going to go out of time. Go to the second period, scoreless. 0-0. Coin flip is awarded to Cedar Rapids. England defers. Runyon takes down. And Coach Cochran, in a scoreless match, I think
you take your choice.
You got to take down and score that first point.
Absolutely. Yep. If it's ever 0-0, I would never defer to the opponent.
Yeah, you got to get that first point. So Runyon has a chance to get that first point. He's in the down position.
You know, the odds of it maybe going all the way to the end and not having to, let that point become a factor. But, man, we've seen it happen time and time again, and you just don't want to take that chance. Plus, I always like starting out. I mean, I never like to be behind. I always like to be in the lead. So take your down and
Runyon
get the lead.
Gets the stand-up, but he's hipped back down to the mat by England. And we've got a potentially dangerous situation. And
Injury time for Indianola on Alec, the elbow.
Alec Clark of Atoma is going to be coming here momentarily. Zach Price of Johnson is going to be his opponent. That will be the next available mat, and that will send out Alec Clark of Atoma at 120 pounds.
Well, we got time to set that match up for you here while Lance Runyon shakes off a wrist or an elbow injury to his right arm. Don't know exactly what happened there, but the official saw it immediately. Must have been a pop or something, because he quickly whistled that thing. And Lance Runyon being attended to there. Looks like his right arm, but he gave a thumbs up to his coach. He's ready to compete. He will take the down position in a scoreless tie. We got 1:35 left in the second period. England from Cedar Rapids will be covering Runyon from Indianola on the official's whistle. Runyon set. England covers. On the right side, England chops the right elbow. That's the one that
Matt won England for a tumble.
Runyon was favoring. Let's now stand up for Runyon.
So, like, Alec Clark's going to be on mat number one, facing Travis Price of Johnston.
There's a stand up attempt here at 1:13 for Runyon. And I tell you what, England, smart wrestler there, Coach Cochran. That right arm that was bothered by Runyon is the one that England's working on, and he's working it real hard and taking away everything that Runyon has to offer him. He's got it pinned back behind him now, but Runyon gets a stand-up and
right
just
back
taking
to the mat.
Right back to the mat. That right arm is definitely bothering Runyon.
Well, Alec Clark just underway here, just getting started here at 120, and of course, we're going to simulcast these matches here, but here's a shot in there, and a shuck by, and Clark is taken down. Went in for a single leg, got shucked by and taken down by Price of Johnson.
Yeah, I saw that out of the corner of my eye, Jason, and it was a good shot in there by Clark, but a nice job snapping the head down there and just used Clark's momentum, and the Johnson wrestler got behind him.
This Johnson wrestler is about 6 inches taller than Alec, which still doesn't make him very tall, but, I mean, he's a fairly tall kid for a 120-pounder. They've wrestled I don't know how many times in the last 2 years, and Price has always gotten Clark's number. I'm hoping this is the one day, if we can find a way to beat him, it's got to be today. And Alex got to do something here to try to come up and get out and make it a 2-1 score.
Push back, sit!
Speaking of getting out, Lance Runyon trying to get out against England from Cedar Rapids Prairie. England's in on a single leg, and Runyon trying to hit a cross face and get behind, but England hanging on to that leg with 2 seconds to go. And it's a reversal. They give the reversal right at the buzzer.
Wow.
So it's a 2-point reversal for Runyon.
Well, a minute gone by in Alec Clark's contest. He's being ridden tough here for the last 45 seconds, trying to get to his base, gets to his feet, trying to get some separation, and will get the escape. And that will make it 2-1 here with 53 seconds, opening period at 120-pound Alec Clark of Atoma, trailing by one here.
Third period at 1:13. Runyon is in the neutral position against England from Cedar Rapids Prairie. Wrestlers start this period on their feet.
Alec Clark just taken down right in front of the coaches, right at the edge of the mat. 45 seconds to go, and Alec Clark taking the down. And once again here, trails now 4-1.
It looks like Price is going to do optional start, maybe even cut him again, try taking him down again. Alec's been a little flat-footed here. He's got to find a way to get a takedown on Price, but, man, Price is lanky.
Yeah, Price got to this contest with a tech fall. 4-2, your score here. Alec Clark trails by 2, 35 seconds to go, first period. Let's get back to that third period action.
It is the third period, 1:30 to go. It's England for Cedar Rapids Prairie in on a double leg right now against Runyon from Indianola. Runyon tries to reach around, gets his hands between, and pins back the ankle of England, and that stops that progress. Now it's England hanging on to a foot. If Runyon can get that foot loose, he could get a takedown out of this.
Alec Clark on the mat here. 20 seconds to go. Trails by two in the opening period. Trying to look for an angle. As you can hear his coach giving him instructions. Final minute to over in Class 3, 113.
Great job working, and Runyon for Indianola gets the takedown. That's a 4-0 lead with a minute to go in the 113-pound quarterfinal match.
Griffin's telling Alec he's got to keep circling, and he's backing, and he give up a stall warning here, and as you see him, he's backing. Yep. He's not circling. He's got to make a motion to go forward, or he has to circle to the left, circle to the right, or he's going to get nailed for stalling again.
3 seconds to go in the opening period, and we're going to go to the second period. Alec Clark of Ottumwa trailing 4-2 in the second.
Runyon for the Indianola squad doing a good job trying to lock up a cradle. He's got that cradle locked up. He leads 4-0 now, getting back points. Score is going to be 7-0 after this move.
Well, Indianola looks like it's going to get two guys to the championship side here in the lower class weights. 120-pound Alec Clark trailing now 4-3. 1:54 to go in the second period.
Final at 113, it's going to be 7-0. Runyon advances against England. So Runyon for Indianola joins Pritchard in the semifinals this afternoon.
That's a big win for Indianola.
Yep. They've got two wins already. Howard of Indianola going to come out at 132. Clark right now, Alec Clark of Ottumwa, trails just by one. 17 seconds into the second period. Clark taking a step forward this time. Single leg shift. He's on it. Roll through. Trying to stay in on it.
He's got to come up out the back.
Comes on the backside.
He's got to hook the other leg. He's got to hook that other leg.
He's got the ankle.
He's got to drive on it.
That's a two-point takedown.
He's got to drive on it and walk up the back. He doesn't have it yet. He's got to get control yet.
He can lock his hands right here if he doesn't know that. Good job there by Price. Bulldog.
And now he's got
Clark in a cradle.
And that is clearly due to the leverage of Price on that 6 inches taller than Alec. And he does get the 2 points out of it. And Alec was in,
he's got that cradle
in
locked up.
Deep on a shot and gives up the takedown. And he is on a cradle but not giving up any back points yet.
You can be back so close and yet so far away. That is, I mean, he was inches away from having his own takedown. Goes the other way.
Yep.
We saw that Briar Cochran at the end of his opening period. He was, you know, a moment away from being taken down, but
and
gets
got
a takedown himself.
And
now Alec Clark trails here 6-3. Howard of Indianola is coming up here in just a second at 132. Alec Clark trying to come back here. Still within striking distance here at 45 seconds to go. Second period, 120-pound Alec Clark of Ottumwa. Isaiah Cox for Ottumwa coming up here at 182 in probably about 15, 20 minutes. We roll through these 3A championship side contest. Clark is breaking down.
Get your wrist back.
His coach trying to tell him to get to his wrist. Now he gets to his feet, brought back down to the mat.
Yeah, that's Coach Griffith. Everybody hears there, I think.
Get your wrist back.
Tell him getting his wrist back.
It's still a tight match. It's second period and it's 6-3.
Probably the best thing that could happen there was the stalemate so he can get reset.
Yeah, we've got 20 seconds left. He's got to find a way to get one here. I'm assuming Price is going to go down here for the third period, and maybe Alec can find a way to get him turned.
20 seconds to go, second period. Clark is covered. Price, sit-out attempt here by Alec. Trying to turn the corner.
Just get your one.
Yep.
He tried to switch there, almost had his one.
A little bit greedy there.
Almost had his one, but was trying to get the two.
Could have busted out of there, but tried to reach around and get in between the legs of Price and get that two-point reversal, but we're going to go to the third period with a three-point deficit for Clark from Ottumwa at 120 pounds.
Well, Alec Clark, so close. A moment ago was an eyelash from having a takedown and taking the lead. Finds himself trailing here 6-3. Start of the third period. Clark will start in the cover position. Howard of Indianola is going to come out here at 132 pounds momentarily.
Mats are full of wrestlers here at Wells Fargo Arena. so happy that we got great sponsors like Tharp Funeral Home bringing you this live wrestling coverage here on 96.7.
I also want to thank TD&T CPA, Sinclair Tractor, Double D Repair, Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative, Boyle & Henderson PC, Golf & Ash, the Napa Store in Albion. Right coming. Here at 120 pounds, Alec Clark now trailing 7-3.
Yeah, Price got the escape. Alex trying to, if he gets his head out here, he's going to get a takedown. He's going to get a takedown here if he gets his head out. Boom, there it is.
There it is. That's a big takedown. 7-5 the score now. And with a
he's got that arm kicking the tilt in.
He could get a tilt and a two-point near fall, tie this thing up.
Coaches are telling him to cut him. Coaches are telling him to cut him.
That's what he does. Cuts him and go.
He's got to get six. He's got to get two more takedowns, though.
8-5 the score.
Or what
we call it feet to back. We take him feet to back to get a takedown and even get a two-point near fall.
Elbows! Get his elbow high!
You hear a coach in the love the 3D wireless mic courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home.
I don't think you need the mic to hear Coach Griffiths, though.
It's probably coming off our mics up here. 50 seconds and counting. Alec Clark trying to make the comeback here. Here's a drop down.
Shot in there by Price, but they're off the mat. He was in there deep on it. Nice sprawl there by Alec Clark.
Alec's a senior. You know, the Price is sophomore. Alec understands what's on line. He's got to make something happen here. You know, regardless of the result, he's got to make something happen here to try to score.
40 seconds and counting. Clark grabs that elbow as the coach instructed, drops down to the single. Right after those ankles, right at the edge of the mat, 34 seconds to go.
Yeah, he's running out of time. He needs to work quickly here at 120 pounds against his Johnston opponent, Price. There's a shot by Price. Nice sprawl there by Clark. Clark brings the pressure now, backs him off the mat. Price doing just enough to keep from getting a stall call.
Well, no, actually, Price got the stall call.
Yep.
He backed right off the mat, and they warned him for stalling.
Yeah, so Price is taking the shuffle backwards. Here's the shot in there and a counter.
Just a long, wild shot by Clark, and good job snapping his head down.
You feel the pressure of time. You just feel the pressure of time, and he went after it. Did what you said, Coach. You just got to make something happen.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if you get beat 10-5, 10-3, 12-2. I mean, at this point, a loss is a loss, and a win's a win. You move on. As a coach, you're not disappointed. And it was a long shot away. I mean, he could have got a better shot in there. But, hey, you got to take the chances you can get.
Well, 10-5, the final score. Alec Clark will head to the consolation side. Isaiah Cox, Atumwa, he's coming up here momentarily, probably about 15 minutes away. Howard for Indianola is on mat number 5. Indianola has already got their 106 and 113-pound wrestlers to the championship side. They came in, gentlemen, they have 4 wrestlers on the championship side, and they're trying to, they got 2 already continue on, and Howard now on the mat for Indianola.
He's got a 2-point takedown here in the first period, and we'll go to the second period. That'll be your score, 2-0. It'll be the kid from Dowling. Is that Dowling? No, that's Valley. It's an escape here to start the second period at 132 pounds, and it'll be Howard. And Stotts is going to be on top now with that escape, 3-0.
We saw Stotts take on Drew Sams of Oskaloosa, and he defeated Sams in his first contest. Sams will be wrestling later on this morning, Oskaloosa Indian fans, at 132 pounds on the consolation side.
Stotts works a snap down and spins around, gets control of Howard, and now Howard trails 5-0 in the second period at 132 pounds. So Indianola trying to get 3 wrestlers through the semifinals. But Howard is having trouble here at 132.
And if they do, we won't be able to interview them. Their coaches have taken a no-media strategy from Pritchard all the way down. In fact, the Des Moines stations were called off. We were called off, and that's fine. I mean, that is just, like you said, a strategy that some coaches like to take.
Well, I'm glad that not all coaches take that strategy, Joe Miller's, because it's a ton of fun bringing you that energy that is a wrestler coming off of the mat after a big win.
Well, it's nice for the fans, and actually, you know, these kids, they love having a camera in their face or being on the radio, quite frankly, and it's an honor to them.
Well, they've worked so hard to get to this point, and it's really why we do it up here high above the mats and high fidelity. It's definitely not for the money that you're paying us, Joe Millage. It's for the kids, these young gentlemen.
You got paid?
That wrestle their hearts
you
out.
You got paid? I
right,
didn't even get a glass of
match,
water.
Our next match down on mat number... Help.
Yeah, it's a labor of love, folks. Right now, you got Joe Howard out there on the mat for the Indianola Indians. He's out there with a 7-2 deficit, starting the third period on his feet. He's going to try to work an angle against Stotts from West Des Moines. Gets in on a single leg, but Stotts just bulldogs him. Gets a little bit of momentum, a little bit of leverage, and dumps Howard from Indianola onto his rump. Gets around, gets control, and a two-point takedown for Stotts for West Des Moines Valley. 9-2, you're scoring that one now. So Howard working hard, but with a minute 3 to go, 7 points to make up.
Here's kind of a premier match here on mat number 2. We got Zach Barnes, ranked number 1 from Southeast Polk, 39-2, against Nelson Brands, the son of assistant Iowa coach Terry Brands. And he's 51-3 from Iowa City West, number 1 versus number 3. And these guys have met before, and Barnes got the best of Brands the first time. But Brands was in our district there in Burlington with Ottumwa, and this kid is going to give you 6 minutes no matter what.
Yeah,
I wonder where he gets that from.
Jeez.
Yeah, I suppose that he licked it off the grass. That's what we always say when the...
He is a goer. He's fun to watch.
When you get a nice big calf in the fall, you don't say that he licked it off the grass. He probably had a pretty good bull breeding a pretty good cow. That's what you go for. It's a scoreless tie there on that match. Southeast Polk's Zach Barnes against Nelson Brands from Iowa City West. Right now we got Joe Howard with 39 seconds to go. He gets an escape for Indianola. That narrows his deficit to 6 points, so he's going to have to pin him here or hit some type of big move and then cut him again because he's got a six-point deficit.
Yep, still 9-3. Howard trails. Stotts in on a shot. On the edge of the mat. Can they get out or is he going to get him taken down here? Stotts gets the takedown to advance his lead to 11-3. He's now
so
in a major decision.
It will be a major decision for West Des Moines Valley.
And West Des Moines Valley is going to need every one of them they can get to try to compete with Southeast Polk and Fort Dodge.
We'll bring you that Brands-Barnes matchup right now at 138 pounds. Looks like no score right now. And we're going to go to the second period in a scoreless tie. Iowa City West's Nelson Brands gets the coin flip and defers.
Well, Travis, you're down there, buddy. Does he look like a Brands?
It's hard to tell. He got quite the mop of hair going on there, so can't really get a good look at his face.
He's got a bloody nose right now.
I would say yes.
Didn't take very long to stop the bleeding there. Got to thank all those great medical staff that Iowa State University has loaned. This is, I think, the third year in a row that Iowa State University has the medical staff down here.
A year ago, they were the storyline.
That's right, at the dual tournament.
It was right here.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to get back to wrestling, and it will be Brands covering Barnes. Iowa City versus Southeast Polk. Barnes quickly stands up, gets loose. Shot in there now by Brands. Brands in on single leg. Sprawl by Barnes. Separation now. Snap down by Brands. Brands gets behind and gets a two-point takedown.
Yep, his hands were on the mat. I mean, he come back up quick, and Brands did a nice job bringing him back down.
He's got him on the mat now with an armbar. Tries to work a T-bar, but cuts him. 2-2 now, the score. Couple of escapes for Barnes here, early going in the second period. Brands with the takedown.
Brands does a nice job of just staying on him. I mean, you know, he doesn't let any separation go. He's right there, right back in the action, tying up, trying to force another takedown here.
He did a real nice job snapping the head down. Got around behind and got that two-point takedown. Didn't waste any time either when he got a little bit out of position. Just cut him at 138 pounds. Marquee matchup.
Was that the advantage, really? I mean, even if it does end in a 2-2 tie, it's going to be his choice. I would assume he would go down. Maybe he's going to go back on his feet, though. He's been looked like handling Barnes fairly well from his feet.
Barnes now in a collar tie with Brands. Southeast Polk, a perennial power in Class 3A. There went that nose plug out.
Another nice low single. Got a nice low single.
He's in there on a single
leg.
He's
got a far side. Well, he had the elbow for a far side. But
Brands has got
come up
the
with
single.
It.
He elevates, trips. He's going to have to trip him back to the mat quickly or he's going to get a stall call.
Barnes got that whizzer in a little bit. Now they're on their feet, so he can't get the stall call.
Boom, there it is. A trip by Brands.
Covering
and
both
a two-point
feet.
Takedown. And he's just going to cut him at the edge of the mat. they go off the mat, and it's still Brands in control, 4-2 with 20 seconds to go.
Nice takedown there by Brands. Executed very well. Barnes had a nice job having that whizzer in, try to prevent it, and Brands stayed with it.
Out of 138 pounds. Got four 138-pound quarterfinal matches for you here. 45-pounders are starting to come out now.
We've got Colton Mertens from Mount Pleasant on mat number four against Alec. I'm not sure how you.
Oh, yeah.
Tiziak?
Yeah. Oh, those are,
some of these names are
I know.
impossible. From Johnston. Mertens undefeated on the season, 39-0.
I'm going to say that you would pronounce
Tiziak?
K-S-I-A-Z-E-K as Cizek. I'm going to say that's Alex Cizek.
We'll just call him Alec from Johnston.
Alec from Johnston is on his feet.
E-K.
Against
make it
Colton
easy.
Mertens from Mount Pleasant. Mertens having a great year going quietly here. He's 38-0 coming into this tournament. He's a 145-pound stallion.
He is put together well.
He's on his feet in a scoreless tie, first period action against AK from Johnston. Brands will take down to start the third period at 138 with a 4-2 lead over Barnes from Southeast Polk. Brands with a stand-up, hand control, escape, 5-2, your score now at 138. A lot of time left in that one, minute 40 to go. We're still first period action in a scoreless tie at 145 where AK from Johnston is scoreless with Mertens from Mount Pleasant.
You guys may have this answer, but it, you know, looking at that name stands out. So on the mats right now at 145, you have Alec Kazak or whatever. How, you understand that?
But
is it Cizek? And I'm going to guess maybe a brother, a twin, or a cousin over on the mat number one.
I'm assuming twin because they're both seniors.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. And actually, he's going to get Zane Mulder from Dallas Center Grimes, who. Zane Mulder's grandpa works at the Tumwa High School.
There you go. Got some connections over there.
Electrician, or I've never seen very often, but so yeah, he always comes up and talks to me about Zane, how he's doing, and everything. So
well, he's
Zane's
doing well.
tough wrestler
because right now he's out in front 6-2,
and only a sophomore.
Trading takedowns and escapes is Brands and Barnes, and it's 7-3 lead now for Nelson Brands for Iowa City West against Barnes from Southeast Polk. 30 seconds left in that 138-pound quarterfinal. And we got some action down here with Mertens. Mertens gets the takedown and trades an escape, so it's 2-1 at 145. Mertens is on top.
And Brands is putting on a takedown clinic over here. Back in and on the far side carry. Gets the takedown again to extend his lead against the number one ranked wrestler who beat him previously as he leads 9-3 with 30 seconds left. The clock's not running.
The clock's not running. He points over to the clock. Brands pointed the clock out. And then his coach looks over and goes, hey, you're right.
Hey. That's he knows where he's at.
Yes, he does.
Although I'd probably chew his butt for looking at the clock because you're not supposed to be doing that. You just wrestle. Wrestle till the referee
blows
the whistle.
Oh, there's a push afterwards. We're going to have a team point taken away from Southeast Polk on that one. Yeah, Barnes wasn't very happy about getting beat there.
Well, now.
The official had the clock right.
Okay.
Even though it was still running.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So Brands advances over Barnes from Southeast Polk. Barnes not very happy about that loss. Wouldn't be surprised to see a point come off there.
Absolutely.
The extra curricular.
It should be.
Yeah, that was too much extracurricular. You don't throw punches on a wrestling match after the ref blows a whistle.
I know.
It's just a bad idea. But you see it sometimes. There's a lot of passion out here, and
I've got
a lot of respect for the passion that a wrestler brings to the mat. But you got to be able to temper that passion.
Didn't
after
see
the
Village do that
done.
I thought he
earlier.
Was just saying good job.
That I thought really... I saw you do that earlier. The camera guy from one of the stations up north,
Channel 13.
Tried to take your spot. What was the deal there?
I got Michael Admire. Say hello to the guys on the radio live back home.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Michael Admire, how are you, big guy?
Doing all right. Yeah, just hang out here watching wrestling all day.
So how's he looking
like
in a singlet, Millage?
How does he look in a singlet? He looks
is he ready to go?
In this Channel 13 WHO singlet.
That's funny you mentioned that. We're shooting a promo on Tuesday.
Oh, no.
I got the short straw, so I'm wearing the singlet. Sears is going to bust out those nut crunchers.
They're shooting a porno, I think is what they just... Oh, promo.
Promo, yes. Promo.
Michael Admire, Channel 13.
Hey, we got a good one going here for you at 141 pounds. Colton Mertens is in control of the match, 4-1. He just got a nice takedown here in the second period. And Cizik trying to get a stand-up and get loose, but we're going to go off the mat with 11 seconds remaining in the second period. A 4-1 advantage for Colton Mertens. Cizik, with 11 seconds to go, Mertens just cuts him. A little bit of a surprise there. That makes the score 4-2. Thought he might try to ride him out for the final 10 seconds. Now Mertens in on a single leg, but it's going to evacuate the time on the clock. 4-2. But, you know, you talk about the passion that these wrestlers bring. You know, I've got the respect for all the passion. The people that confound me are the folks that don't come, the folks that don't care.
Yeah, I mean, and I have no problem having a kid show his emotion. You know, you're upset. You just had your dream shattered.
Hey, Jason, I'm with Nelson Brands here in the tunnel.
All right. Hey, it's easy down there. Travis, take it away.
Yeah, with me now, Nelson Brands. Nelson, great match there. Wrestler that you've ran into before this year. What did you do to prepare to come back and get the win and avenge your loss to him earlier in the season?
Watched my film, watched his film, got help from a couple of some Iowa wrestlers that wrestled him last year, and worked hard on it, and then I focused on other guys. I didn't just focus on him.
Well, congratulations, and moving on, advancing onto the championship side of this bracket. What are you going to prepare and do to prepare for your next round?
I'm going to do the same thing I always do for every single match.
Okay, thanks, Nelson. Congratulations.
Sounds like he's had a little daddy in his ear because he's saying all the right things, and not surprised he's getting a little coaching up with a little help from his Iowa Hawkeye friends.
All right, an escape here in the third period for Cizik, and it's a 4-3 lead now for Colton Mertens. And Mertens with a hip toss, they go off the mat, 4-3, and it kind of makes me wonder there, Kevin, if he's not going to regret cutting him with 11 seconds to go at the end of that second period here.
Well, I mean, you'd hope not. I think he's pretty confident on his feet. If you just look at him, he's a hard kid to get in on, and all three Cizik's points are from an escape.
Ooh, there's a nice single leg. Now Mertens drops to the double, gets his head to the outside, uses it as a lever,
that's
and dumps to his butt and gets the two-point takedown and extends his lead to 3 points with 53 seconds to go. A 6-3 advantage for Mount Pleasant's Colton Mertens. Now Mertens trying to work a stack. He's getting back points now. A quick two count, and Mertens moves up, gets off the hips, and stretches him out with a headlock. He's got it in there tight now, stretches it. It's going to be a three-point near fall for Colton Mertens. He's going to try to get the bonus points and the pin for Mount Pleasant. Those Panthers are rocking and rolling down there in Henry County. Want to thank everybody for listening. And, hey, he gets the three-point near fall and gives up a reversal. He just got now a reversal back. So we'll catch up on the scoring. It should be 11-5 after that flurry and that scramble. Just down the road there in Jefferson County, we've got the folks over at Hammes Farms listening in there. Justin Glosser, Brian and Jordan and A.J. Hammes listening in. Glad you guys are with us on 96.7 KIIC, that big Thunder Country footprint, stomping it out in Jefferson County.
In a lot of counties.
A lot of counties. All right, there's a win for Mertens. 11-5, your final at 145 pounds. Colton Mertens from Mount Pleasant advances on the championship side. He'll wrestle this afternoon for a chance at the championship on Saturday night. Probably got a chance right now to take a quick break. We'll send it back to the studio, and Scotty will catch up with some of our great sponsors in Albia, including Belzer Equipment,
keep it if you can.
Benton Place Apartments, and William Penn University. Yeah. And Joe Millage, before we take it away, you got anything you want to say?
Give me about 30 seconds of filler. We're going to talk with Mount Pleasant wrestler Mertens here.
It sounds great. I want to keep everyone eyes ahead here as Cox from Ottumwa is going to come out at 182. Lickus of Indianola, their final contestant here in the 3A side of the championship side. It's going to come out at 285. And then we're going to move to the consolation side. So, Rocket fans, Proctor and Hannah are going to come up on the consolation side of 1A as we finish up this 3A action. And then, of course, we got the Boonder boys and Boonder and Reeves for Singer to Kona coming up as well. Let's go down to Jay Mill on the Tharp wireless mic.
All right, yes, we're live with Mr. Mertens here. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
You were confident enough to cut him where your lead was only by 1 point, but a flurry of activity there at the end of the third period. You really racked up some points there.
Yeah, I think I started to wear him out and just got more comfortable in the match. Started getting to my shots a lot more and just shooting them and finished.
What was your strategy going into this match?
I just treated like every other match, go out there, move my feet, stay in a good stance. I knew we had a good sweep, so I had to keep moving my feet.
make sure I stay active and just wrestle hard.
Well, good job. You're only a few matches away to Saturday night. What are you going to do the rest of the day? What's your strategy? Are you gonna scout a little bit?
Yeah, we'll watch a little bit of video and relax, and then when it's time to go, we'll get ready and go get done.
And Coach Blint, Anthony Blint, with us as well. And Coach, must be fun to get to coach this kid.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a fun time to coach a kid. It always goes out there being real aggressive on his feet, knows what he wants to do. And his goal has been all year to wrestle on Saturday night and win it. So his last tournament being a senior, he's still on pace.
What will you do to help him get ready then for the next one?
We're just definitely looking at some videos, looking at maybe some common opponents we've had. Mentally, just getting him ready to go here. Just knowing where he's at and just keeping trained, just doing what he's been doing all year long. No sense to change anything now.
He is stout. He looks like all muscle.
Yeah. I think he was down there at the low percent of body fat that you could go, and he's definitely one of the strongest kids, 145 pounds probably in the whole state.
All right, Henry County, stand up and be proud. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we'll talk to him again. Back up to you guys live in the booth.
Very good. Joe Milley's down there on the Tharp Funeral Home Wireless mic. We are going to take a timeout. Come right back. Isaiah Cox, Ottumwa Bulldog fans, he is coming up at 182 as we move along here in the 3A side on the championship side. Indianola Lickus is going to come up at 285, and then we'll head back to the consolation side of 1A when we return to Wells Fargo Arena. High above the mats, high fidelity, Joseph Kallair, Coach Kevin Cochran, Jay Mill on the mic along with TZ on the mat when we come back.
Jeff and Julie Komotiki talk about their car buying experience at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville.
My wife and I are local business owners in the Centerville area, and it's important to us to have a dealership that we can go to for service, and we felt it was important to buy local. Steve Bunch and his group did a great job. We were very happy with the service. We hope that everybody in this area will go see Steve. We told him what we wanted. Within a few days, he had the exact vehicle. The whole experience was very nice, very pleasant, great people to work with, and I recommend anybody around us go out and see them. It is under new management. They're doing a great job. I've heard a lot of good comments. You know, we're just happy to have Chevy in town with us.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Tell your family and tell your friends, when you're shopping for a new or used automobile, see Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Check out our entire inventory at www.peteharkness.com. Your car buying experience is important to me. Better value, better quality, better service.
Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Now, back to a guy who knows what cutting weight means.
Oh, buddy, I'll tell you what. Do not eat their refried beans. Their burrito grande comes out muy grande.
Here's Jason Summers.
Oh, that is what friends are for. To catch you in a private conversation and broadcast it for the world to hear. But it wasn't my muy burrito that someone ate last night, but... Let's just say the ambience here, high above the mats and high fidelity. Lattice not in 4D. Joe Milley's down there in the hallway. Joe, you get to see all these coaches and athletes leave the mat, and
as we seen yesterday, as we were taking the elevator to come back up, you know, it's not always it's sometimes very difficult because you know, these wrestlers, so much on the line. You get to see the raw emotion, and it can really tug at your heart.
Absolutely. We're down here with Swanee, Jim Swanson, for the folks from Sheraton that know this guy was a lifelong teacher and coach at Sheraton. In fact, he coined the phrase the Charger Dome and was honored for that a few weeks ago back in Sheraton. And he's actually working security here, the guys in the yellow shirt, CSC. So when you retire from teaching, you either paint, like my dad, or you you go to event security. And his son... His son, Bobby, is actually the head of CSC. He's been that for several years. And they've got a big day coming up tomorrow. It is Bacon Fest. It is Luke Bryan and Ames. And it is this event here. And they've also got to steal a few people up to a hockey match up in Minneapolis. So CSC is busy, but they're always helping with crowd control here. And that's why we actually can't talk to Jim right now, because he's a little busy.
We are a moment or two away from 182 pounds. We are literally one match away from Isaiah Cox. And, you know, Isaiah is one of these really jovial kids. He's got a great smile, a great personality, and then like turning the light switch on, that changes as soon as those feet hit the mat.
And that's the way it should be for every wrestler. I mean, I've always tried to tell kids, man, you got to be, you know, if you can be the nicest guy in the world out here on the on. When you're off of that mat, the minute you walk on there, you flip the switch and you turn into a mean machine. And I think that's what Isaiah can do. I almost feel like I'm back coaching. I'm just a little nervous as any match coming up here. And you know, this kid's, I believe, 36-3. He's a thrower, and he's a thrower. So, you know, I think Isaiah should have some luck taking him down and things like that. But that's
why
he
seems to be, you know, in our conversations, both him, Alec Clark, and Isaiah Cox. In our conversations last night on Fox 15, these are two cerebral guys. You know, we talk about the physical side. We talk about that mental edge, that toughness, but smarts. You know, you can have those two things, but if you aren't wrestling smart or technical, you can find yourself in trouble. When you get a guy that is trying to, you know, throw you and willy-nilly, you got to use your smarts.
You do, and you know, I'll be honest, Isaiah, you know, started wrestling as a freshman, so he doesn't have the full-blown technique like everybody else has. He's got a physique like nobody else has. But the one thing that Isaiah does really, really well is he stays in great position. He's very, very hard to get out of position, and when you're out of position, you're vulnerable.
Yeah,
so here he
right,
comes.
He's going to be right in front of
look
us
at,
on mat number six right here on the east side of the Wells Fargo Arena.
Looks like we're looking at a chisel from up here.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
His opponent from Waverly Shell Rock, Jameer Moore, having a real good year. Moore trots over, unloads his warm-up music and his warm-up shirt, straps on the black headgear, checks in at the scores table, number six, goes out and gets the green leg band. The Ottumwa Bulldog red leg band is strapped onto the left ankle of Isaiah Cox.
So this is a number four ranked Isaiah Cox versus number five Jameer Moore from Waverly Shell Rock.
Ottumwa cheerleaders take the mat, and we are underway at 182 pounds. Isaiah Cox on his feet with hand control, snap down there against Moore. Moore from Waverly Shell Rock sees Isaiah Cox try to work an angle, get in on a single leg. Nice spin back there. And a snap down, shucked by Cox. Couldn't quite catch that leg of a fleeing Moore. Like
the way Russian in. Just throwing him around, kind of.
That Russian's a pretty good move. Explain that to our listeners that haven't seen it before, there, Coach Cox.
Well, basically, it's kind of just an underhook. Come up under the armpit, try to control a wrist. And its whole purpose is to set up a shot, to get to somewhere.
Oh, there's a throw attempt, and Isaiah fought that off, nearly got the takedown.
Moore from Waverly Shell Rock is on his feet against Cox from Ottumwa at 182 pounds.
There's been lots of action here in the first 45 seconds.
A couple of nice shots in there by Isaiah Cox. There's an ankle sweep attempt. Nice sprawl by Moore, and he's out of it. I like that sweep that Isaiah is trying to work right there. I think he's going to catch him later on in the match on that thing.
I think so, too. I mean, if he keeps up the tempo, I mean, I think we've outnumbered him about 10 shots to 1 already. Jameer may get called. There's the stall warning already.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Moore just backing up, gets called for stalling 1 minute into the match, and that could loom large as this match progresses into the later periods. Right now, it's hand control by Cox. Cox sees Moore take a single leg shot.
Nice job, Isaiah.
And nice snap down by Cox. Gets behind and gets control on the shot by Moore.
Right away, elevates into. He is so quick.
He's got him broken down now. Isaiah Cox is on top.
He gets that arm back.
He's
coming over.
He's going to come up around the head.
Yes, he is.
He's going to come up around the head.
He's got 30 seconds. Grabs that far arm. Now he's got the wrist, the left wrist, and the right arm barred back. If he can run this over. He's got 20 seconds counting.
I'd like to see him turn that into a chicken wing, Kevin, and turn that thing into a pinning combination, but we're going to have a stalemate.
Well, kind of his signature is he'll get that arm back there, he'll come up around the head, and then he's going to come basically a kind of reverse chicken wing is going to come up, put a cow catcher on, and so far I've seen nobody get out of that.
And well, let's see if he can set it up here in the next 14 seconds. First period action, stand up, and an escape. Couldn't hold him. Moore gets loose. 2-1 the score now with 7 seconds to go in the first period. We are 182 pounds, folks. As soon as these big boys get done, we'll go straight down to the lightweights in Class 3A, the consolation matches. Those will be elimination matches. So
We got Proctor coming up. Hannah coming up. Martin of Moravia is going to be on the consolation side at Class 1A. Right now, though, Isaiah Cox out in front, 2-1.
He gets set on the bottom position, busts out of there with a stand-up.
Oh, chin back.
Moore tries to chin him back. Cox gets back to his base. A cradle now by Moore. Cox gets the stand-up. Cradle still being applied by Moore, but Cox gets loose and gets around.
Oh, a throw. Oh,
dang it.
He's got the headlock in. Isaiah's going to have to fight out of this
Moore.
One.
And Moore's got Cox on his back, and Cox is in trouble.
Come on, Isaiah.
Cox,
you got to get off this.
It's a bridge situation. Cox trying to get out of it. Moore with the headlock throws Isaiah Cox to his back, and he's got him stretched out now with a minute 30 to go in the second period. Isaiah Cox on his back. No points been awarded yet, but it will be a three-point near fall for Moore. Cox trying to bust out of that thing, but it is tight. Oh. A pin. Isaiah Cox is pinned in the quarterfinals by Jameer Moore.
Just a crazy move you called, Coach. Isaiah just got caught in one of those crazy throws.
Well, he almost got a reversal.
He almost got the reversal. And basically, I mean, like a Statue of Liberty is what happened. And that's the one thing that we had to stay away from Jameer Moore, was his throws.
Well, he did a nice job throwing Isaiah Cox to his back with a headlock on what looked to be a reversal for Cox coming off the bottom. But he will battle back. We'll see him wrestle here in about an hour, folks. And I would say Isaiah Cox will be ready to wrestle when he comes back out. Tough loss for Isaiah Cox, though.
I hope you're right.
Well, we're going to move to 285 pounds here in a moment. Lickus of Indianola will come out. Then we're heading to the 1A consolation side. When we return back to Wells Fargo Arena, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament.
Hey, bird watchers. Quality Ag Service is now your local source for all your bird feeding supplies. We stock a full line of bird seed and currently are running specials on sunflower seeds, both chips and whole black seeds. For your finch feeder, we have Niger seed available from 2 pounds all the way up to 50-pound economy bags. Come on in to Quality Ag Service, just west of Albia on the new old Highway 34 for all of your winter bird feeding supplies, and thank you for your business.
The Hy-Vee Distribution Center in Sheraton is hiring for full-time refrigeration electrician positions in their perishable warehouse. This is a Sunday through Thursday evening schedule of 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. You should be motivated and qualified to maintain and repair refrigeration, ice manufacturing equipment, heating, electrical, and air conditioning units. The starting wage is $18 to $22 per hour based on experience. Candidates will be required. Candidates will be required to pass a physical fitness test, drug screen, and criminal background check. Visit www.hy-v.com to apply online.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Do you remember?
remember the old-time hardware stores? They had just about everything you could possibly want, and they could get what they didn't have without it being a big hassle. Do you wish you could find that store today? That store is in Albia at Golf and Nash Napa Store. They have just about everything you could need or want, and if not, they usually can get it for you. They also repair and make hydraulic hoses. That's your Albia Napa Store, Golf and Nash, Napa know-how. A proud sponsor of Albia Athletics.
Don't roll the dice on second-rate net wrap. Vermeer Net is a win-win for producers like you who want premium quality net wrap at a great price. Available for 4-foot and 5-foot to balers of all kinds and with 8 size options to choose from, odds are there's a roll size just right for you. A green, black, and white color scheme lets the Field Sharks know you're bringing real tough net wrap to the table. Do you want to roll in the savings? Next time, bet on Vermeer Net or come see us at Bowser Equipment in Albia and ask about Vermeer Net. It's a bet worth taking.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. High by the mats, high fidelity. Waiting for the 285. The big boys come out here in Class 3A. Lickus of Indianola will come up. Then we're heading to the 1A consolation side. So, Rocket fans, Proctor, Hannah going to come up here in a moment, along with Martin from Moravia, as we head back to the 1A side of things. But there's lots of ups and downs as we witnessed throughout this tournament, but not only on these mats, but throughout this building, elevators. And the ladies that had to run the elevators, Joe Millie's caught up with one of those operators.
A box, what is it, a 6x6 box, and I'm stuck with Rosemary Moreland. You've been in this box for how long? 10 hours today?
At least.
She's actually, Jason and Joe, our elevator operator that gets us up and down to the broadcast suites. And Rosemary, you're doing a fine job. Do they let you do anything in here? You're pushing the buttons for us.
I'm a button pusher.
You're what?
I'm a button pusher.
And you're a fine one. And where are you guys going? Down to one?
They're going to one.
All right. Well, Mary, do they let you read?
Oh, yeah, but I can't read and talk to you people.
It almost sounded like you couldn't. You said you couldn't read.
Oh, I can read. I just can't read and push my buttons.
All right. Well, so it doesn't get boring in here?
No.
You sure have seen a lot of people, haven't you?
Yeah, and you guys are all in here entertaining me.
Well, that's good. 10 hours a day in the elevator, sitting on a chair, pushing buttons.
At least, yeah.
Wow.
Some days more.
And it never gets old.
No. I love my job.
Well, bless your heart. She's got a nice set of flowers on here from what, Valentine's Day?
No, that's the signing lady that does the anthem. Shush gives me her flowers every year after she leaves.
Well, bless her heart. All right, everybody loves you. Thanks for taking us. You've had more vertical mileage than horizontal mileage, haven't you?
Oh yeah, I can't go that horizontal.
How many times a day do you think you go up and down this elevator?
I have no idea.
If you were to guess.
I couldn't even guess. I go up and down all day.
It's Rosemary Moreland, guys. Back to you in the booth.
Rosemary, that interview we did 3 years ago, and
she's
we brought
still
it.
Here.
She's still here.
She never
that's
went
why,
home.
Yeah, and we got her on Fox 15 on Wednesday night. No, she's still manning the board, Joe.
They got a good match going for you here, folks. At 285 pounds, it's Egan Lickus from Indianola against Zach Brerink from Carroll, and it's a 2-point takedown for Lickus only scoring in the first period. We're going to go to the second period. Baring gets his choice. He defers to Lickus. Egan Lickus from Indianola is going to take neutral. The wrestlers will start the second period on their feet. Lickus had the first period takedown, and he is going to take down. Thought about going neutral, but he takes down. He gets set, and he's covered by Brerink from Carroll. Brerink got here by getting past Tyler Bukinosvich from Atomo yesterday. And Lickus got the best of Ad Edwards from Des Moines Hoover in their first-round match.
We will keep an eye out here as we'll move to 1A here in just a moment. So we will have Adam Proctor coming up at 113 here in just a few moments, folks, as we clear out this 3A championship side, move to the consolation side. Right now we're in 3A 285. And we'll have coming up Proctor at 113. 126 Martin will come out here from Moravia. 132 Hannah of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. And then we'll get a couple of Pleasantville guys right in the middle there. And, of course, then get to Reeves and Boonder of Sigourney, Kyoto towards the heavyweights.
Lickus for Indianola at 285 busts out and gets his third point of that match with an escape here in the second period. 3-0 now at 285. Brerink from Carroll, big boy trying to bulldog Lickus. Lickus probably giving up 25, 30 pounds here at 285, but definitely the wrestler in better shape. Lickus now on his feet. 285-pounders out there battling away. Won't be very long. We're going to start sending out some 106-pounders. The next available mat will be a Class 1A 106-pound contest.